The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of The Drive. Rick Butler has your top 4 at 4.
All right, gentlemen, number one, a little bit of coaching news coming out of the SEC for men's college basketball. Number one, LSU has reinstated Will Wade as its men's basketball coach. The NCAA compliance officials said that Coach Wade met Friday with university and NCAA officials. During those meetings, he answered all questions and denied any wrongdoing in connection with recently reported allegations of irregularities in college basketball recruiting. On the flip side of that, something Tennessee fans will not want to see, Auburn has re-signed Bruce Pearl to a 5-year deal through the 2023-2024 season.
The second part, no big surprise there as far as Bruce Pearl. I mean, he got him to the Final Four. Extension and a raise probably expected.
He will be paid $3.8 million per year.
That's interesting. I figured it might be a little bit more. But the part with Will Wade, I don't get it. I do not get it whatsoever.
Yep, me neither. But we'll get into that a little more in the hour. Number two, the Sacramento Kings, we reported last week, won Vlade Divac. There you go. I made up for it. They have now named Luke Walton as their next head coach just a couple of days after the Lakers fired him. Obviously, things with Los Angeles did not go well this year with the addition of LeBron James. Tons and tons of just baggage left from this season with all the players and the Anthony Davis stuff. Doesn't matter. Luke Walton out in L.A. finds a new home in Sacramento.
I get all the buzz about Luke Walton. I feel like he might be a little bit overrated. What do you think, Bert?
Why are you hating on him?
I just think
it was easy being Bill Walton's kid?
No, I don't. I mean, Bill Walton is he's a treasure, but he's also insane.
Yeah, he's a stark raving loon.
But
I will say, how do you deal with what happened in Los Angeles this year? LeBron,
you just chalk it up to LeBron showed up. Magic, I mean, it was just it
screwed everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a disaster waiting to happen.
How do you coach a team when one of the players just tried to trade all of your other players?
I mean, you can't, and it was completely dysfunctional.
Do you really think he's that good of a coach?
Who, I mean, Luke Walton?
Yeah, I mean,
it's hard to tell in the NBA.
He got the Lakers job because of his little stint with Golden State where Steve Kerr was out and he led them to their was that the year they had their record setting
73?
Yeah. I mean, he was coaching the Golden State Warriors for crying out loud.
I think the jury's still out on whether he's a good coach or not. We haven't seen a normal season from him, you know, and seeing what they can do. But anyways, let's go to number 3. A lot of good recruiting information for the Tennessee Volunteers football team. Here are a couple of the highlights. 4-star wide receiver Chris Adams Drain has picked up another crystal ball prediction for the Vols. And the Tennessee is now the leader for this recruit. Would be a great wide receiver addition. Going up a little bit, we had already talked about it earlier, but Justin Rogers, the 5-star offensive guard, is Tennessee is also the favorite for his recruitment. Big 5-star out of Michigan. And lastly, Rakeem Jarrett, one of the nation's top prospects and 5-star, he has been very big on Tennessee recently. One of the big additions, or one of the big reasons why he's been high on Tennessee, he says this: Coach T. Martin, he's probably been one of the most down-to-earth guys that's recruited me so far, and that's one major thing. The development of his players back at SC, and they have 4 senior receivers leaving, so that's a big plus also. So some good news for Tennessee following the Orange and White game in the recruiting areas.
Yep, big recruiting weekend. And as you mentioned, Rick, bringing T. Martin in I think is going to be big as far for recruiting. I mean, you had Moose Niedermeyer already as kind of your your go-to recruiter, and I think you bring T in, and that just adds to – just gives you another big recruiting weapon.
Yeah, and all of that as well from our one of our fantastic hosts here at FanRun, Cole McCormick, does some great recruiting information. You can follow him on Twitter at Cole, underscore McCormick. All right, number four, last but not least, Tiger Woods wins the 2019 Masters Tournament, 11 years since his last major, which we will certainly get into in hour two. One of the big stories, though, that's not about him actually winning the tournament is that a bettor placed down a bet of $85,000 when the odds were still at 14-1. They closed at around 12-1, but he bet when they were 14-1. He had a payout of $1.19 million on an $85,000 bet. I would say that's a pretty good turnaround.
Well, yeah, but you got to keep in mind, anybody that's going to drop $85,000, that 1.19 is probably not that much. Unless it's just some complete maniac.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put that much down.
What a random number, too. $85,000.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, it would.
Unless he calculated the payout, and that was the number he wanted. I don't know.
Says here, the guy, his name is, where is it? William Hill. No, that was where he placed the bet. I don't know where he is. But says that here that it was his first bet ever placed.
His first bet ever placed, and he bets 85
Hold on.
Grand?
Hold on.
On Tiger Woods.
One of the most confusing articles
back.
I've ever read. Okay, no, it's the biggest buyout. So it's the first bet they will ever have to pay. This is a Las Vegas betting area, betting casino. First bet they will pay out that staggering number of $1.19 million.
All right, that's your top four at four with Rick Butler, 865-546-8200. Let's go to the phones and grab Austin. Austin, how's it going, man?
Actually, it looks like Austin dropped. But if you want to go to the phones, we have John Tweet on the line.
All right, let's get Tweet in here. Austin, give us a call back. We'll get you right on. John Tweet.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going, Tweet?
Can you please define how the tournament was historical? Like, what happened that was historical? I saw Scott Van Pelt do a, you'll wonder, you'll be able to tell people where you were. He actually said that on television. I mean, that's mind-blowing. Why was it historical?
I mean, I remember where I was because the power went out at my house with the high winds yesterday. Swear to God, when he was trying to decide, he was on 18. He'd hit his first shot really, really short. And
what did he do? I didn't see it. Did he fan it or something or hit a tree?
No, he was in decent shape, but the limbs were, you know how that happens sometimes where
he was trying to
avoid looks
him.
Like it's clear.
I'm talking about his drive. Was it down the right?
Yeah, he sent it.
How did he get there?
He went three wood. No, it was down the right. He went three wood down the right and short, and then the power went out at my house. So.
Oh, didn't he have to punch it out after that as well?
Yeah, he punched it out.
Yeah,
upright,
so he punched it. That's what sent it to the left.
He flew it past the hole, and then I guess
all he did fine. Yeah, all he had to do was make no worse than a bogey.
Yeah. Which okay. It would have been a lot more interesting had Brooks Koepka, how do you say it?
Koepka
had made that birdie putt.
Did he miss a short putt, Koepka, or was it?
It was like about a 6-footer for birdie, maybe
yeah.
An 8-footer. But I mean,
not
it's,
good.
Yeah, but it's on 18 at the Masters, coming downhill.
It's not. Where was he, above it or level with it?
No, he was definitely above the hole. It was slippery.
He was above it.
It was okay. the worst stroke he. He probably the worst putt he stroked all the entire tournament.
That's weird for him because he's generally known as somebody who. I mean, I think he had Tiger last year in one of those tournaments or a major or something coming down with him and just pipe drive after drive after drive.
Yeah,
it was a major. What's weird to dude? I think it was a major.
Yeah,
I can't remember that. But what's weird to me is Tiger. I hate the idea that those guys crumbled, but Tiger, he shot 70, 2-under. I don't think it was playing particularly difficult because you had a number of people behind him shoot 4-under.
Yeah,
I think, Johnson shot 4 under.
Yeah, what really jumped out at me, John, when I felt like he really, when I started, up until this point, I really didn't think it was going to happen. But when he stuck it on the green at 12 in the, you know, Finau and Molinari, who I had never, have you ever seen Molinari?
No, he I don't know what his deal was either, because he's pretty, he
like,
walked.
That's the book on him, is that he doesn't get rattled, right? He plays par golf.
He walked by me in a tournament up in Maryland. We went up to like the Kemp or like TPC at Avenue. He walked, I mean, a foot from me walking to tee off on one of the holes. He's no more than about 2 inches taller than I am, if he's that tall at all. Just not a big guy. I mean, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if he shot even par, he's in a playoff. I mean, the way those pins were set up.
It was set up to throw a low score up. I think honestly what happened starting at 12 is that the biggest weapon Tiger has anymore on the younger guys is he's been there so many times. And he knows what it takes to win on Sunday, and he's gotten to the point where he's – I mean, I understand you can't stay. I'm just taking all that out of it. I'm just talking from just strictly the sport. But, I mean, he's been there. And when he stuck that shot at 12 and the other guys dropped two, I just
– Well, the guys dropped him in front of him. That's the thing. I believe he was last to tee off there, unless I'm misremembering, or he was dead middle to tee off.
No, he was last.
Was he first to play?
No,
I don't think he was first to play. He was the middle. What do you call it? Molinari dumped it. He put it in the middle of the green somewhere, and then Finau crapped the bed too.
Yeah,
I don't get it, man. And none of those guys, like, again, Molinari could have shot even par, and made a playoff. That surprises me. Dustin Johnson, Schauffele. If I remember right, Schauffele, I think, might have dumped one in the water on 15 or made something he shouldn't have made or had no business.
Now, I think it was Kapka dumped it in, and then he came right back with an eagle on the par 5. I think it was a 13.
Yeah, just weird.
Yeah,
weird
it was a weird tournament. I don't think Tiger had a double all week either. I mean, he didn't.
It's weird to me. He shot 2 under. I really had people just kind of a lot of things went his way. I'm not going to say he didn't earn, you know what I'm saying, but you just...
Well, yeah.
And that's the one thing about golf. It's not him versus, you know what I mean? You got guys a few shots behind them, in front of them. It's never just one-on-one. It's not like match play where it's just one-on-one.
I think a lot of it is because I was talking to a buddy of mine who plays golf like crazy, and I told him on Saturday, Tiger always figures that, and I thought it... And it ended up being the number. I promise. I was like, I bet 13 under is going to be will win this thing. And then I think he's always been really good at figuring out what the winning number is. And then he just found himself in a position to get to it.
I didn't think there was any way on earth Molinari went backwards. I thought Molinari would shoot somewhere around 70, and he would have to shoot 68 to get into a playoff. I thought he would shoot, Molinari would shoot 60, 69, 70, 68, and Tiger would have to shoot a really, really low number just to make the playoff. I didn't think there was any way he was going to win it with where he sat going into it.
Yeah,
especially
probably not,
with Molinari being the one leading.
It is. There's something about that place on Sunday. I mean, it's chewed some of the best golfers in the world and just reduced them to rubble on Sunday afternoon, once you make the turn.
Dude, the people that get mad at you for hating Tiger Woods are the same ones that get upset because you didn't watch Game of Thrones, Bear. They're the exact same person. And that rage, if you say Chick-fil-A is just average chicken. It's all the same person. The Chick-fil-A ragers, Tiger Woods ragers, and what do you mean you know what Game of Thrones is the greatest show on earth? That's them. Boys, y'all be good.
Appreciate the call, Tweet.
Wow.
Well, it is the greatest show on earth.
That it is. And I'm able to separate Tiger the person away from
Tiger the golfer.
Tiger the golfer. Because, I mean, he's a lech. He's lecherous. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, what he did. I mean, I'm not making up for what he did.
He was a pill head for a minute, but
and I really don't disagree with Tweed all that much as far as him. I mean, he's probably a scumbag. I mean, look at what he did, but you can't deny the story.
Yeah,
the story from yesterday. After it was what 11 years between majors.
Yes,
and 14. From his last Masters, 05 was the last Masters he won. He's the second oldest to win it behind Jack Nicklaus.
I've got our smoking hot question.
You got it?
Yeah, I think we need to put the poll in the field. Will Tiger break Jack's record?
Rick, can you put the poll in the field?
Yes, sir.
Simple yes or no. Will he break the record? It's going to get really interesting if he's able because
he needs what?
Needs three to tie.
Three to tie, four to break.
If he wins one more, and you know he's got the U.S. Open, I guess is it, or the PGA is where at Bethpage, and the U.S. Open's at Pebble Beach this year.
I will say, so. Your Rickard Ridge smoking hot question. Rick's putting the poll up on Twitter right now. Will Tiger Woods break Jack Nicklaus's the record for most majors? Yes or no? I will go no. I think he gets close. I probably even think he gets one more this year. I just don't know if he has four. I don't know if he has four left in him.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Brandon here.
I mean, the way he's playing, I think he gets one, maybe two, one or two more, but I don't think he gets four.
It just all depends. The next one's going to be the toughest one, I think. I think if he pops another one this year, I could see him doing it. Because I could see him winning another Masters.
And that was – I think that's what makes it so great – is that it was at the Masters. I think that's part of what makes the story so great. I mean,
I've always considered it to be his home course.
I mean, if he would have won the U.S. Open or won the British Open, yeah, it would have still been a great story. He comes back and wins a major for the first time since the scandal, since all the back surgeries. But to win the Masters, I think just kind of takes it to a whole nother level just because of the aura that is that comes around Augusta National and the Masters.
But I think it you know, a lot of it's just going to depend on the courses that the majors are held at. And I really don't see him winning Bethpage just because it's so long. I don't know if his, you know, it'll be interesting to see how his back holds up the rest of the season at the majors. This is the best he's played for the longest since the last time he won it, when his health started declining.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I hope so. I just, and like I just said, I don't totally disagree with Tweed as far as the kind of person he is, but.
No, he's low rent.
But I was pulling for Tiger yesterday. I couldn't help it. I was pulling for him. I wanted to see it happen. 865-546-8200.
I absolutely did.
And you, I mean, you and Tweet were talking about it. Molinari, just an absolute choke job. Could not keep it out of the water. Could not keep it out of the water. It was, what, 12 and then 15?
Yeah.
It felt like the guy from Tin Cup when Kevin Costner just kept putting it down and couldn't get it. I kind of actually felt bad for him. I was certainly pulling for Tiger, but I was like, man, that sucks for this guy.
I mean, yeah, I felt bad for him too. They showed they showed him on TV, and he just looked like just a defeated man.
Like if Patrick Reed had blown it last year, it's like, ha, serves you right, sucker. But I kind of felt bad for Molinari.
And I was kind of pulling for Brooks Koepka, too, to at least put a little pressure on him. Put a little pressure on Tiger.
Yeah, I was worried about that. I felt very certain if it went to a playoff that he was going to lose.
Yeah, that probably would not have been a good situation.
That would have been heartbreaking.
Yeah, could you imagine if he had been in the lead for the Masters and then he kind of chokes it away, slips up late, and then they have to go to a playoff, and then he loses in the playoff?
Yeah.
Ugh, just terrible.
Be completely awful.
865-546-8200. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get your phone calls. Continue talking about the Masters. We'll get into this Will Wade stuff as well. You're listening to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
Rickard Ridge, smoking hot question of the day. Will Tiger Woods break Jack Nicklaus' record for major wins? Yes or no? Rick Butler.
This one's close, fellas. I don't know if it'll stay close, but with the first percentage of the precincts reporting in, 55% say no, he will not pass Jack Nicklaus at
Well, they're wrong.
You said 55%.
Well, now
no.
It's 56%.
No, they're
just
wrong.
Changed.
Still early. We'll check back in here in a little bit. Check back in on that. Rickard Ridge, smoking hot question, Rickard Ridge Barbecue. More than just dinner, it's a destination. You can take the short drive up I-75 from downtown Knoxville, take exit 134 in Caraville, hang a right, and Rickard Ridge is just inside Cove Lake State Park. You can't miss it. Fall off the bone, Memphis-style baby back ribs, slow-smoked chicken thighs, fresh hand-cut steaks. Rickard Ridge has it all. Can't be beat. Chicken thighs, that's your go-to, Bear?
Yeah, they're incredible.
The, what is it, the fried banana pudding bites?
Yeah, I got to be careful with those because they're really good, but they're not good for me. But they are delicious.
Go up there, let them know that the drive, that you heard us talking about them on the drive. Rickard Ridge. You can check the full menu out online, rickardridgebbq.com. Let's go to the phones, 865-546-8200, and get Buster. How's it going, Buster?
Hello, man.
Hello.
As you guys said, we support our sponsors that supports WKGN, Fox Sports. I'm over here at the Shrimp Dock, a Hamburg place.
Love
they
the
are
shrimp
now
dock.
Open on Sundays, 11 to 4.
Love the shrimp dog.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm a Dale Earnhardt Sr. guy. So, and I never liked Jimmy Johnson because the same reason why I don't care for Tiger Woods. I like my Jack Nicklaus. I like my Arnold Palmer. So, I go with that. He won't get those other three wins to bypass Jack Nicklaus. So he may get the Sam Snead thing. But, and you know what? When you have drama in your life and you got issues, I mean, what happened to Tiger with the Highway Patrol in Carolina and Florida is the same reason what happened to Rush Limbaugh or anybody else. They have injuries and they get hooked on those meds and they make the choices. Plus the personal part with his first wife. But you know what? I do respect and I accept that he's really an awesome golfer. Do what he did yesterday, and I do need to separate that bear, and so that's all I got to say for you. And have a good show. It sounds good today, guys. Sorry, your boss ain't there, but you guys are knocking out of the ballpark. So have a blessed day.
Right,
happy Easter.
Appreciate it, Buster. Happy Easter to you as well. I think Russ is doing just fine. I mean,
he's got strep throat and an ear infection.
He's got a double ear infection.
Well, let me throw this little bit of information out for you, Bear. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter or not, but
what do you mean on Twitter?
Yeah, what? Russ, he's on Twitter. He's been on Twitter today, even
he's,
though he's
in bed.
No, not according to his own Twitter account at @Russell_Smith. He texted us yesterday, let us know that he was sick. Today, about 1 o'clock. The Arby's drive-thru is the polar opposite of the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. in terms of wait times. What are they doing in there? Butchering the cows?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You heard me right. You heard me right.
He went to Arby's?
Russell Smith, who is supposedly sick with strep throat and an ear infection.
Double ear infection.
Double ear infection. Who should be in bed eating some chicken noodle soup.
Antibiotics getting better.
Drinking some Gatorade. Oh, no. Oh, no. He is out and about going through the Arby's drive-thru. Arby's. He's got strep throat and he's eating Arby's.
Hold on. I have a thought here. And I think you're kind of overplaying that. If this was a stomach issue, right, Brandon, if this is what you had a couple of months ago that just sounded like absolute death, I get that's one thing. Because you do need to stay in bed. You don't know when you're going to blow chunks. It could be at any point of any day, any time.
Yeah, you don't.
But hold on. If you just have a strep throat, if it's just your ears that bothering you, I can see why he would want a good fast food meal. He can drive himself to go get there. He'll probably drive right back to his house, get right back on the couch, and watch some kind of old movie that he's going to make a reference to next week. I don't really blame him for driving out to get fast food.
You can go ahead and shut it down over there. You're Russell's sycophant. I'm not surprised that you're taking up for him. It's just...
I mean, in my opinion, if you're feeling good enough to go to Arby's...
Agreed.
You should be doing good enough to come do the show.
That's not true. Who is he going to contaminate if he's going in his car, driving to Arby's, driving right back by himself?
He's got strep. He knew yesterday. He's been on antibiotics for a couple of days now.
Nobody comes to the room. He's going to get us all sick.
No, he won't. If he's just getting
in his car, who cares? He's not going to get anybody sick like
that. Is there anything you won't do? I mean, you let him ghostwrite that god-awful article you put out last week.
It was a collaborative effort.
Yeah. Yeah, you copied and pasted Russ's email.
And then added the overtime guys.
Yeah. So.
It's not true. It's a collaborative effort.
No. It is absolutely true because you told us that before the show with me and John.
We pressed you on it, Rick.
That's
and
not
you
true.
Folded like a
sweat.
Cheap tent.
Not true.
You I folded have, like a cheap tent.
I have receipts to prove otherwise.
Well. I saw the email, bro. It was word for word what was in your article.
There's so much more to the story.
I mean, if you want to go through your career here at Fox Sports Knoxville being Russell's mouthpiece and carrying out all his dirty work that he's too chicken to do to the rest of us, then be my guest. But you're not going to get a whole lot of respect from anybody outside of Russ. And Russ really doesn't respect you because you do anything, any dirty thing he tells you to do.
I mean, it's got to be a pretty good place so far.
Have I ever steered you wrong, Rick? Have I ever steered you wrong?
Here's something for your article, Rick. In this scenario, Russell is like Cersei Lannister, and you're like the mountain. You do anything he tells you to.
I would love to be the mountain.
I'm not talking
to insult me by calling me the mountain.
I'm not talking about the physical. I'm not talking about the physical feats. I'm talking about
a half zombie man. I take that as a vast compliment.
No, you're a gopher.
If you're going to call me.
No, you know what, Joe? You're Lord Umber. You're going to end up nailed up on one of the walls here at Fan
By
Run.
Who?
Whoa.
Yeah, first of all, that was
one
a big
of
spoiler
us.
Alert.
Spoiler.
Big spoiler alert there.
Game of Thrones last night. We'll have the throne.
You think he's going to be able to participate in the throne zone?
He texted us earlier and said that he wanted to. So.
Yeah, he hadn't texted me back. You think he's going to.
He's probably sleeping off that Arby's. In a food coma from the Arby's.
Will he do the fake sick voice? You know what it is. Can't come into work today. Oh, I feel awful. I got a fever. Oh, I got to go. I'm feeling nauseous.
Let's see. I'll say yes. He'll put on a little bit.
I mean, how hard is it to talk on your phone from your own bedroom? It's not very hard. You can do it at any condition.
I mean, you sold your soul.
We will not slander here.
I mean, I feel like this is
not
just...
Not slander if it's the truth.
I feel like this is just Russell talking through Rick.
That's what he is. I mean, Rick's...
Just a puppet.
Yeah. Russell just...
I'm sorry.
A marionette.
I speak my own opinions.
After
he wants
Russell,
to go get Arby's.
You know what?
When I'm sick,
you speak your opinions.
I
Russell,
go get cookout every
you
single time.
Speak your opinion when Russell tells you what it is, Rick, and it's sad. All right, moving right along.
Before we do, well, we're moving on from Russell, but I saw a lot of people still talking about the Masters. It was yesterday the greatest comeback in sports? Was it the greatest comeback?
I don't even think it was the greatest comeback in golf.
Really?
Like, to me, the Nicklaus one is still just unreal. Go back and look at what he had to shoot to win that one. What did he go, 8-under on the back nine?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've never looked into it.
I mean, is it cool for a lot of us that, you know, from me to you guys, we all grew up, you know, Tiger was the greatest there ever was at golf for people, you know, between the ages of, like, you know, mid to late 20s to,
I mean, it's
late
it,
40s.
It is just crazy. I mean, for me, I mean, obviously everybody knows how of Tiger Woods, his accomplishments, his majors. But I was in eighth grade the last time Tiger won a major, up until yesterday.
I don't know. Made me feel really – it felt good, just nostalgic. The old days were back. Tennessee was great at football. Tiger Woods dominated professional golf. Nobody had heard of LeBron yet. Things were great back then.
I saw
nobody had heard of LeBron. Things were great?
Yeah, back in the late 90s.
So you're saying that LeBron has been a detriment to the sport?
Yeah. He's a cancer on my favorite professional basketball team. Well, he's destroyed the franchise.
Because you overpaid for him.
That's why I told you guys, and everybody thought it was crazy when they first came up with that trade. I said I didn't want him. He's a team killer.
I saw a thing on Twitter.
I don't think that's true. I seem to recall you were.
You checked the tape.
You were ecstatic.
Check the tape.
About LeBron James being added to your Los Angeles Lakers. I'm pretty
I feel
sure
like that is the thing Barry would get excited about.
I'm pretty sure because you were going on about how all the Laker greats seem to recall that. But we'll let it slide.
All right.
What were you saying, Rick?
I saw a thing on Twitter that said in 2005. Tiger Woods won the Masters. LeBron James missed the playoffs. And Triple H wrestled Batista at WrestleMania. None of those things have happened since. And they all happened in 2019.
Very interesting.
I feel like the wrestling thing was kind of.
Well, I mean,
weird,
yeah, that one's the reach because, you know, that just means that Vince didn't want it to happen. The other two things happened naturally. But still. All three things. Pretty cool.
So what was the other one? The wrestling, Tiger, and, oh, LeBron missed the playoffs.
Yes.
LeBron very rarely has missed the playoffs.
Well, probably just
never since
those two times, right? Just those two?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Time for a break?
Yes.
We passed two?
Past two.
All right. We'll take a quick break. 865-546-8200. I thought we were still due for one. Take a quick break. When we come back, we will get to the Will Wade situation. We'll see what LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva had to say on Will Wade's reinstatement at LSU. We'll take a quick break. 865-546-8200. You're listening to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Drive continues, Fox Sports Knoxville. Brandon Bear and Rick with you here till 6 o'clock, taking you right up to overtime. They'll have you from 6 until 8. Yesterday, some bizarre news. Definitely news that I was not expecting. So we told you on Thursday that Will Wade was meeting with LSU and NCAA officials on Friday, and then came out late last night, or later in the evening yesterday, after the Masters, and it was right before Game of Thrones came on. So I mean, it was
perfectly timed,
a perfect time for a news dump. But LSU has reinstated Coach Will Wade. talk about just an absolute middle finger to the NCAA. And I mean, we talked about it whenever this first went down. It's not the worst thing. I mean,
I don't see how they did you read the statements?
No, I was about to read them, but yeah, it's very odd. I mean, they're basically telling the NCAA, yeah, bring it. So Joe Oliva, this is his statement. The LSU Athletics Department today agreed to reinstate Will Wade as head coach of the Tiger basketball program. Coach Wade met Friday with university and NCAA officials. During those meetings, he answered all questions and denied any wrongdoing in connection with the recently reported allegations of irregularities in college basketball recruiting. The university regrets that Coach Wade did not choose to fulfill his obligations to LSU when he was first asked to do so. However, the seriousness of the allegations and Coach Wade's prior refusal to refute them could not be ignored without exposing the university and the basketball program to great risk. Protecting LSU and preserving our integrity must always be our first priority. Coach Wade's explanations and clarifications offered during the meeting, absent actual evidence of misconduct, satisfy his contractual obligation to LSU.
Whoa. Say that one line again.
Coach Wade's explanations and clarifications offered during the meeting, absent actual evidence of misconduct, satisfy his contractual obligation to LSU.
They've got him on wiretaps, breaking NCAA violations. How do you get around that?
That's I know. Accordingly, I have recommended that Coach Wade's suspension be lifted and that he should be allowed to resume his coaching responsibilities. President Alexander has accepted this recommendation. That's the statement from Joe Oliva.
Wow.
I mean, like you said, Bear, the FBI has the guy on tape.
Yes.
Talking about Javonte Smart. Strong ass offer. I mean, LSU. I mean, I think it's basically. They're basically just telling the NCAA. Yeah. So what? What are you going to do about it? Because, I mean, you look at the NCAA recently, the Miami case, the North Carolina case. They don't have the strongest track record when it comes to imposing punishments. I mean, I know you. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
They're going to try and pull an Auburn, like what Auburn did with Bruce Pearl.
With Pearl?
Yeah. I think it's going to be harder for him because, he's on wiretap.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference. I don't see how they can. I don't see how they can when you have your head coach on tape talking about paying a player. I feel like eventually it's going to bite him in the butt.
Just blow up.
Yeah, I mean.
I agree. I don't know.
I mean, you had every right and justification to fire him with cause, not have to pay him a dime, go out and get another basketball coach. I mean, you and LSU, I mean, you could have made a good hire.
Yeah, but let's not act like Joe Oliva is any kind of rocket surgeon.
No, I mean, he has a track record of incompetence, that's for sure. But to hold on to him. And now, if the NCAA does decide to pony up and punish LSU, which isn't totally out of the question, because, I mean, what do we always say about the NCAA? Or at least when it comes to this college basketball stuff. You don't think they're going to punish the Dukes, the Kansases, the North Carolinas. You don't think they're going to punish them, but we're talking LSU. They're not Regal.
No, but there's still I think they're not Morehead State.
Well, no, but I feel like they're expendable to the NCAA. I mean,
I feel like if they – Orgeron would be the key to it, because Orgeron, guarantee you, does not want the NCAA on campus in Baton Rouge with the way he operates.
No, but, I mean, I feel like this is a slap in the face to the NCAA. And
yeah, but, I mean, hell, I mean, North Carolina told them to go below when they had a fake college.
I know, but it's North Carolina.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. I'll agree with you.
And then we also have a statement released by Will Wade.
Oh, this should be interesting.
I am humbled and grateful to be back at LSU. I would like to express my appreciation to President F. King Alexander and Athletic Director Joe Oliva for my reinstatement, and I sincerely apologize to the university and our fans for the disruption of the university and the program. I regret the circumstances that prevented me from meeting with the university sooner. I wish I could have addressed the issues when the university first requested a meeting, and I'm grateful they gave me the opportunity to do so last week. I completely understand that without my denying or explaining the media reports accusing me of wrongdoing, LSU was left with no choice but to suspend me until I was willing and able to meet with them. And any other course of action would have put the program and the university at risk. Well, yeah, you had to wait until you get the right lawyer in there so you can save your butt.
He's got Pearl and Sean Miller's attorney?
Yeah.
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 He's dirty.
I'm not talking to anybody until I get this lawyer in here, and then he gets him in, and look what we got now. Reinstated.
Yep.
865-546-8200. We'll take a quick break. Final segment, hour number two, coming up.
The Drive.
Congratulations.
The Drive continues. Final segment here of hour number two. Portion of the show today brought to you by Citizens National Bank. CNB offers free checking where you can earn 1.75% annual percentage yield. They also offer free ATM fee refunds. So anytime you go to an ATM and it's got the $1, $2, $2 surcharge, you get that back with Citizens National Bank. You can call them for details, 865-453-9031. They've got 21 branches in Knox, Sevier, Jefferson, and Hamblin counties. They've got branches inside area grocery stores. They're open weekdays until 7 p.m. and on Saturdays until 2. They're open most holidays. You can follow them on Twitter at CNBTN. And again, you can call them 865-453-9031. 3-1 Citizens National Bank. A little bit of news coming down just a minute ago. Virginia's DeAndre Hunter has declared for the draft.
That's a big shock.
Has signed with an agent. So he is definitely going. Not just testing the waters like Grant Williams. Take a quick look at the Rickard Ridge smoking hot question. Still early. It's only the poll's only been up about 30 minutes. Looking at right at 131 votes. So still a little early. But 63% say no. Tiger Woods will not pass Jack Nicklaus for the most major wins.
Bunch of haters. So apparently, Brandon, so steer it back over to the fire over in Paris at Notre Dame.
Okay.
Apparently, there was a Vassar professor, art historian by the name of Andrew Tallon, who passed away last November. But, however, before he died, he created very detailed. The term this person used, exquisite three-dimensional laser maps of every detail of the cathedral and how the builders, when they built it back in the Middle Ages, actually were able to build it. So they've lost the frescoes, the windows, and the pews that have been there for 1,000 years, but they will be able to rebuild it.
Well, that's good.
Like it was built in the first place. So
that's good. That's really cool. And you said he did that when?
He did this deal before he passed away, I imagine, the past few years. But, yeah, he did it originally, did all these scans with lasers to unlock, you know, how these structures were built. So
cool stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get that rebuilt. Just such an iconic piece of history. 865-546-8200. Jeff Westchester, hold right there. We'll get coming straight to you right as soon as we come back from top of the hour. You're listening to The Drive on Fan Run Radio.